Good morning. The storm system that brought us the messy weather yesterday morning and rain showers in the afternoon continues to depart off into the Canadian Maritimes. In its wake, temperatures not particularly cold and holding in the lower to mid-30s on average across the region and even staying above freezing across most locations. In some spots, though, temperatures at or slightly below 32, allowing for some slick spots to develop, especially in areas where we had some snowmelt during the day yesterday. Also, a strong gusty wind developing out in central and western New York, pushing some moisture off of the Great Lakes in the form of lake effect snow showers and flurries across the region. But the accumulating snows will be confined to immediately downwind of Lake Ontario across the Tug Hill Plateau, with perhaps a dusting in the Mohawk Valley. Otherwise, the winds will be the story today with in-and-out sunshine and gusty winds. Temperatures should rise just a few degrees and into the upper 30s and lower 40s for afternoon highs. The winds will tend to relax tonight, and with partly cloudy skies, it'll be somewhat colder but still above normal with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. This will set us up for a decent day tomorrow with less wind and a mix of sun and clouds. Highs once again will be in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. A storm system tomorrow into Thursday will shear off to the south. That'll bring some clouds into the region. Some sunshine on Thursday morning. Otherwise, temperatures on Thursday afternoon will even reach the lower 40s for highs before another disturbance swings through the Great Lakes. This one will arrive on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a few rain or snow showers with highs staying in the lower 40s. A front associated with this next system will sweep through on Friday night and bring us cooler weather for the weekend. Still blustery on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers as temperatures reach into the lower 30s, then colder on Sunday with highs only in the mid-20s with a breeze under a mix of sun and clouds. A mix of sun and clouds into the early part of next week for President's Day with highs around 32 on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and eastern Gulf Coast region. A front draped just offshore will make its way slowly inland along the Gulf Coast today. Thunderstorms with hail north of the front will be the primary threat. There are also flooding concerns for a large part of the south today, as areas already saturated with rain will see more rain, and some of it heavy. Flood watches and warnings have been issued. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma as low pressure tracks across central Texas. Additional snowfall of 5 to 9 inches is possible in these areas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Lubbock, Texas at 4:40 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog at 12 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with flurries and 37 degrees, the dew point 27, 67% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, a few flurries and snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 14. The average temperature, 27, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, but just a trace of snow. For the month, 6.8 inches of snow, which is 1.6 inches above normal. And 26.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 12.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 38 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 486 and 3,962 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 1932. And the record low, 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning at 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:23 p.m. 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the middle to upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A coating of snow possible in the Mohawk Valley, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s to around 40. Some sun early on Thursday, giving way to clouds in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers Friday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers Saturday, colder, lower 30s. 20s on Sunday with a breeze and a chill, and a mix of sun and clouds and in the lower 30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.